Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode, episode 27 of Me, Myself and 40K, with me, your host, Inquisitor Archer, known on the internet. So, it's been a while, however, I've been doing things. Let's get to it. So we've got several things that are coming our way in the 40K universe, and I'll obviously try and keep you up to date with everything. Again, I apologize for the lack of episodes, but as I did explain in the last episode, my schedule might be a bit shaky. But we're here, and we are getting to it. So we've got several things, the Eldari, Corsairs, Chaos Marines, all kinds of good shit coming our way this few months, as it were. So we'll get straight into it, shall we, into the updates. Right, my minions, let's get into it. So, update-wise, first of all, channel updates. Again, I'd like to reiterate that, yes, it won't be every 2 weeks anymore. Well, I'll try and make it every 2 weeks for an episode. However, things may come in way, and yes, it might be postponed to a third week, or in this case, a whole month. So yeah, I've been doing extra things for my personal development, if anybody's interested. Anyway, apart from me, I also want to update the channel again with the sort of story time slash bat rep. I don't think many people really want bat reps now, because I'm only saying it and thinking about it now, looking at sort of stats from the episodes, I think I'll go carry on with the bat reps, but I will continue with the story time. So it'll just be a story every week, and obviously feedback is obviously always welcome. And like I said, feedback, you can obviously feedback on Anchor. So on Me, Myself and 40K Anchor, or you can obviously get in touch with me on my email address, which is obviously Me, Myself and 40K, all lowercase, all one word. So Me, Myself, 40K, Me, Myself, and 40k, and is A-N-D, and then 40k is 40k at gmail.com, just in case anybody gets it wrong, or if anybody sort of puts it in the wrong sort of way. So, channel updates away. Right, so 40k wise. Well, since sort of this week coming, we've had two things. So, last Saturday, we had the pre-orders for the Eldritch Omens, which was the Eldari, new Eldari slash Chaos sort of rumble of several new miniatures there, which we've already talked about in several updates. But now, obviously, by this time, when this episode comes out on the Sunday, the Saturday, so the previous day, that should all be available. So if you don't already have one, obviously, well, I think you might have missed out by now. The models look great. I certainly like the new Warp Smith from the Chaos side. However, I did say it was a really nice model, I think in the last episode, something like that. Discussing this model with several people, and it's come to my sort of my notice, as it were, that somebody told me it's basically the same, and I didn't realize this until I looked at it again going, mother tuckers, they've literally used the same sort of stance as the Primaris Tech Marine. It looks exactly the same. It's got the same pose, the same stance, and literally, as my friend put it, Chris, who's been on this channel before, good old Chris, he said basically it just looks like somebody just got the PDF for the Primaris Tech Marine, put a few spikes on it, changed a bit around, gave it a few more mechadendrites, gave it a spiky axe or spiky maul, changed the head and gone, right, that's fucking it, that's good. So I'm actually a little bit like, oh, assholes, Games Workshop, what are you doing? That's a bit shitty. Well, no, the model looks good. I mean, I do like my primary. I mean, I've got a Primaris Tech Marine, and I do like the sculpt on the model, and I do like the stats of the model and the sort of how it looks and the pose of it. It is pretty cool. But yeah, it is a bit, why I see it is you can easily just look past it. But then now I'm looking at it, I just keep looking at it going, it's just Primaris Tech Marine. It's just Primaris Tech Marine. So that's kind of funny. I guess you have to laugh at it, or I suppose it's just, you just want to go and punch somebody in the balls at Warhammer, but oh well, what can you do? They have our throats in the vice, haven't they? So yeah, apart from that, the other things that are coming out are all about the Eldari, or other words, space elves. So we've got the Eldari, the Harlequins, I've got a nice big new codex coming out, which is almost as big as the Space Marine Codex, but not as big. So, ha. And obviously after that, we're going to have the Tau. And then after that, we believe it's going to be the Tyranids. And hopefully with the Tyranids, not far after that, it's going to be Space Marine or Chaos Space Marine. So hopefully Chaos Space Marine players, I've got my fingers crossed, you'll get finally get your two wound Marines, which would be fabulous. Because obviously I'm starting to think about doing Chaos, but don't have the means or the funds yet, so I'll have to wait a bit. But that's okay, because then I can just wait for all the new Chaos shit to come out, which is even better. Apart from that, the only other thing, which is kind of actually, I'm a bit like, ooh, this is fun, is Kill Team, what's it called? Nekmund or Nachmund. So this new sort of war zone, Kill Team war zone. And they finally, I think it was on the Monday or the Tuesday, that they revealed the actual full kill team of the Corsairs or the Void Scarred Corsairs. So basically the Aldari Pirates. And looking through the models, they are actually pretty damn cool, I should say so myself. I mean, we got the leak, or not the leak, but we got the shown the first one with the parrot dude. We say parrot, but it's not a parrot, as they say. It's a falcon, or what's it called? I got it right down here. Phalo-chu. So basically, it's a parrot. Even though Warhammer said it's not a parrot, it's a falcon. No, it's a parrot because he's a pirate. It's a parrot. And if I got the model, I would paint it like a parrot. So shove that in your pipe and smoke it. But yeah, so we've got a new reveal of the rest of them. But they've only given us a few sort of hints to the names. I think they've given us a name for the parrot guy. And it's called a Kunite Hunter. And that's a good thing, because what happens is the special rule for the Falcon is that when you're playing Kill Team, you get to put these tokens down next to your players. I was trying to explain it for people who don't know how to play. You put these tokens down, and there's one of each. There's one with the skull on it, and it's got like faded out. So basically, it's a concealed token. Or you can put one with a crosshair with an explosion next to it, which means it's an active token. And this represents your character or your obviously model, what it's doing. So if it's concealed, basically it's hiding. You can still move it and do stuff. You can't shoot, you can't charge though. What it's doing is, if it's behind cover and then another model tries and shoots it, if it's not the closest target, it can't be fired at. Or if it is, it can't be fired because it can't be seen because it's concealed. As opposed to if it's active, then it's active, it's running, it's shooting, it's charging. So, you know, and what happens is, and he's explaining this, because what happens with the Falcon is, I think for an action or something like, I said something like in the rules, in the post for the new kill team, it said that it can change. Let's see if I can read it. Yeah, so basically what it does is it can uncover an enemy operative who used a concealed order to escape from the kill team's greedy gaze. So that's pretty good. So I'm presuming you basically can use an action or something to swap an enemy's, probably just one operative enemy, from concealed to basically active. And then you basically shoot them. So that's pretty cool. I quite like that. That's pretty cool mechanic. So yeah, we've got that one. And then we've got another one. I'm actually looking through them now. There's, it looks like a lady who, or whatever you call it, for a she-elf. And she looks like she's holding a buttload of sort of soul gems or soul, something like the soul gems that obviously most Aldari have around their necks or have them keep their soul in. So I'm presuming she's going to be some kind of like, I don't know, like soul keeper or soul seeker or soul collector or soul hunter or Stonekeeper or something, I don't know. But it's a pretty cool model. I mean, for one, I don't like the head on it. I think when the Aldari have the masks, like, because she's got like a helmet on, but it's only around her head, so it kind of looks like a balaclava. But like the visor is removed. I've never really liked Aldari models like that. So if it was me, I would definitely change the head on that. But the other model, the model itself, looks pretty cool. Moving on, we have one which actually has been named, and it's the one with dual pistols. So it looks like here, it's got a fusion or a blast pistol, and then it's got a sort of shuriken pistol, something like that. And so this lady is actually called a Star Storm Duelist, and it looks pretty cool model, actually, like a sort of like a gunslinger type sort of model. And the one next to it is actually, looks like a sniper, so it just looks like a ranger, basically. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, they're pretty cool. The next few, it's a bit strange, but for pirates, I don't know why they've got like loads of heavy weapons, but it seems like they've got like three sort of types of heavy weapons. It looks like it's got like a, I don't know, this one looks like it's got like a, it's like a shredder or like a haywire blaster or something like that. It looks like maybe a haywire blaster. The hair looks crazy because it's like, he's got almost like a mohawk. It's kind of funny. But I like all the detail on the model. So obviously like the weapons that, so the weapons and the sort of, the weapons and the armor are like a mixed match of all the Eldari. So it's kind of like, it looks like kind of like a Craftworld slash Dakari. So Dark Elder to the sort of Craftworld Elder. And I think it's quite nice actually. There's a mixed match of each. Because, like, I think going on, you see, like, a guy with a heavy weapon. And he's got, like, a Dark Elder helmet, which is kind of funky. So, yeah. And there's another one here. This is Psyker. So, it looks like there's a rogue sort of a warlock or a Farseer. Probably won't be a Farseer, because Farseers are normally right down the path of the Seer. So, I don't really get rogue ones. So, I'm presuming it might be, like, a rogue warlock. So, it could be, like, I don't know, like, a, could literally be a rogue warlock or something like that, called that. And the only other ones I really want to talk about, you've got a kind of a leader dude. He's got, like, a banner on his back. And it looks like he's got a power sword, some kind of Eldari power sword. It could be a force sword or something. But then he's also got a Harlequin weapon, a Harlequin pistol, which is it the Neurodisputer or something like that? Neurodisperser or something like that? So yeah, that's the crystal pistol, which is pretty cool. Crystal pistol, rhymes. But the one that I'm more sort of thingy about, that there's, oh yeah, there's one with a shuriken cannon for some strange reason. Don't know why. Anyway, but the one we want to talk about is this crazy lady, and she's got like a hood, she's got like a full mask on. Her cloak and sort of like her loincloth sort of is black, so it's actually a different color to the rest of them. And it looks like on her back she actually has the new sort of styled sort of warp spider sort of jump pack, and she's wielding like four daggers. So she's got two daggers in her hands and two on like on her belt, and she got a pistol as well. But she looks mint. She looks really, I really like that model. It looks really, really good. So I'm hoping she's some kind of like jump assassin, or I don't know, like void assassin, or so, you know, I don't know, something like that. So that'd be kind of cool. Or a void hunter or something. I don't know. We don't know the names yet, so I'm just presuming what they're called. But yeah, that looks like a very cool model. And I hope they have really good special rules for her. Like she has got a warp. It looks like it's a warp generator on the back, but I'm not sure. But from what I see from the new old Dari, sort of Atriarch, as it were, it does look like a new warp spider jump pack. And I hope it is. Because the warp spider, I hope we're going to get new warp spiders. I've always liked the warp spiders in the Eldari range. But yeah, apart from that, lady and gentlemen, that is about it for the updates. And I've rattled on about long enough for this now. So we will move on to the next part, which will be the story time. Okay, everyone. So now it's the time of the episode where we go to the story time. So it used to be that I would do a story time where I'd write a sort of a Warhammer 40k short story. And then the week after that, I would do a battle report about what has sort of happened in the story, as it were. Like I said in the update, I don't think I'll carry on with the bat reps because, one, I haven't had any bat reps for a while, reports for a while. And obviously with my sort of haphazard schedule, it's hard to sort of get a bat report in, and then obviously then have you basically reported to you, as it were. However, I'm more than happy to carry on with these short stories. That's how I started at the start of sort of doing these podcasts, just a short story, something in the 40k. So obviously I think the first few I remember, it was a space wolf against orcs, or a crusader against a chaos cultist or smart. But these will actually have some kind of meaning, or these will have some kind of reference to a battle report, or a battle in the past, or a battle report in the future. This one I wrote a while ago. Obviously, I had a bit of a break. And it is, if anybody's interested, a background of what it is. So it's actually my Death Watch. So my Death Watch army. So it's actually following my Death Watch captain, my watch captain, Greifus. He is a Black Shield captain. So obviously it's very rare to find a Black Shield captain in the Death Watch, and he is preparing himself, or he's going out and meeting his forces to basically go out and deal with a Drakari or a Dark Eldar incursion to the Death World he is on at the moment. That is it, and obviously I'll give you the title of the short story, and then we'll go straight into it. So thank you for listening. So this is Suffer Not. Watch Captain Greifus walked through his base of operations. He made his way to the entrance of the ruined stronghold, which he presumed had been a former Imperial outpost of the Forsaken Deathworld. As he strode out of the compound, he was met by a small force of his Astartes brothers. Griffiths had ordered a strike force to counter the Drakari forces that had settled on this planet. As the captain made his way forward, a singular Death Watch Marine walked away from the assembled force to meet him. This Astartes was a good foot taller than the captain, making it clear that he was one of the new Primaris Marines that had been indoctrinated into the Death Watch. The difference with this Marine was not all his armour was black, as per se for the Death Watch. This Marine bore a white helm and several other sections of his armour white. This showed that he was an apothecary, a combat surgeon of the Astartes forces. The apothecary's right pauldron had a yellow trim, background, black and white check, and a white circle in the middle with a red bleeding heart. This meant he was a Marine that came from the chapter of the Lamenters, a Blood Angel successor chapter that had the reputation of having some bad luck over the years. When the apothecary stood before the captain, he gave a salute. Captain Griffiths returned the gesture, after which the apothecary fell in the captain's side as they both continued to walk forward to the assembled forces. "Captain, I am glad that you have been allowed to join the forces of this mission. The use of the poisons which the Xenos forces use, the Drakari, are most crucial to my research." The apothecary spoke with a soft and almost educated tone, quite different to any other Astartes.
"Apothecary Artemis, you're most welcome on my mission. Your knowledge and skill of the Xenos poisons and antidotes is a second to none, if not a little concerning,"
Griffiths said, only because his views of obtaining Xenos weapons and researching them was a little bit disturbing to him. However, he needed a tremendous benefit for such knowledge to understand the enemy. "Any side effects of the accelerated recovery treatment?" Artarius questioned his captain, as Griffiths had suffered a mortal wound in the chest in the past conflict with the Drakari that had him in the apothecary's care for several days. Griffiths knew this question was merely for conversation, as he knew very well if Artarius, the force's apothecary, thought the commander himself wasn't fit for battle, he would not allow him to take part in active duty.
"A scarring will remain, but not to make this same mistake again, Artarius. I appreciate the concern,"
Griffiths said, trying to make it sound as sincere as he could. As the two Astartes officers made their way over to the gathered forces, all that were present snapped to attention in a well-drilled and practiced manner, like a well-oiled machine. Griffiths stopped in front of his assembled men. He took a moment to take in the scene as he gathered forces, then spoke to his men.
"At ease, brothers. We have plenty of time to show the Emperor our devotion in the ceremony of battle," he shouted in jest.
The gathered Astartes only relaxed their stance a little. Being ordered at ease by their captain was one thing, but acting too relaxed in the commander's presence was not. Griffiths' attention was drawn to another Astartes stepping forward to separate himself from the forces. This Astartes was helmetless. His shaven head was almost entirely covered in scars of battle. His right pauldron was black trimmed, with a white background and a black stylized cross of the Templars. This was veteran Sergeant Leontis of the Black Templar Chapel. In Griffith's company, Leontis had a well-known reputation of being one of the most experienced and decorated Marines in the force. His kill team had the highest tactical knowledge and expertise of the Odari Xenos race than any other kill team, and had the battle scars to prove it. The grizzled sergeant slammed his towering storm shield he carried into the ground and saluted his captain with a gesture with his sword, placing it in front of his face and dropping to his side in a swift, ceremonial way. The sergeant stood in front of Griffiths without moving a muscle. The captain knew that this was his trying to ask for permission to speak in front of the rest of the forces present. Griffiths also knew it was Leontis and his skill team that had recently gone on a recon mission to scout the forces of the enemy.
"Sergeant Leontis, it is good to see you are still alive," he said in jest. "Come, tell us what you know about our enemy," Griffiths said with a small mouth of jest. "It would be my honour, Captain,"
the sergeant growled back. He turned himself so he was half facing the guard forces, but still allowing him to address the captain.
"The enemy, as you expect for Xenos, sly and cunning," he half shouted, then continued. "They're in great number, but that just makes it harder for them to push through the dense jungle undergrowth. If we make haste, we can catch them off guard and ambush them before they can properly deploy all our forces, as they have to spread thinly to cover more ground." "Do you have somewhere in mind to set up the ambush?" Griffiths asked,
even though, knowing his sergeant so well, he had already knew he did.
"Yes, Captain,"
he exclaimed.
"My kill team found an imperial outpost on the edge of the jungle, where the enemy will no doubt have to pass through. It'll be an excellent killing ground.
The sergeant growled in almost satisfaction.
Very well, Sergeant Leontis. You and your kill team will take point and lead the way to the suitable killing ground. Onwards, my brothers!
Griffiths shouted as he brandished his thunder hammer in the air so the entire gathered force could hear him. In return, every Death Watch Marine present in the force brandished their weapons and shouted together in unison one of the Death Watch mottos.
Suffer not the alien to live!
Indeed, Griffiths thought. No alien will live this coming battle. Alright then, on to the next part, the chat along. This part, I either chat along by myself or I might have a guest. This week we don't have a guest, so oh well. So what I do is we talk about a particular subject of the 40k universe. Now, I probably don't do it very, very well. However, it's my own opinion and my own knowledge. I mean, I could look on the internet, and obviously for this one I did kind of skim over a few things. However, I'm trying to do it from my perspective of what I know. Certain subjects I don't know more than others, or I know a little bit more than others. So obviously, for instance, like Death Watch, I know quite a bit. Orcs, I know quite a bit. And Sisters of Battle, I know quite a bit, because they're the three armies that I collect and I like the most. However, other ones, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of ones that I don't even ever know a lot about. Tyranids or Necrons. Yeah, I don't really know much about, really. Chaos, I know a little bit about. Death Guard, definitely. Yeah, that's about it really. For this subject this week, or this episode, it's going to be, as in the title of this episode, it's going to be Eldari. Now, I know we've probably done, and I do know, one of the first episodes I did was about Jakari when they first had their codex come out in 9th edition. I also remember doing a subject with a chat along with one of my friends, Hazel, about Eldar, or Eldari. However, that's obviously from her perspective and my perspective. It's obviously what she knew, because obviously she researched it for that chat along. However, it's going to be my sort of perspective. And certainly with the new 9th edition Codex of the Eldari coming out, with all extra bits and pieces, that we'll sort of talk about it. But my actual sort of title for this is actually, so what is it like being an Eldari or an Eldar in the 40k universe? So basically, what's it like being one of these space elves, immortal space elves? What are their, you know, sort of what they can do, what they can't do, pros and cons, I guess, being in this 40k universe. I'm sure some people would like to know what an Eldari is, so we'll first go over what they are. Now, Eldari is obviously the 40k term for basically Eldar. So basically, the Eldari sort of keyword is kind of like a big sort of umbrella keyword, entitles things like the Craftworld Eldar, the Jakari, so the Dark Eldar, Harlequins, so the crazy, killy sort of clowns, the Exodites, which are basically like the outcasts, the Yunari, which I probably won't go too much about them, because they're like a very specific subclass of an Eldar. Kind of like, they're like almost like god tier level sort of thing. And then also the Corsairs, which are kind of like the same as the Exodites. Well, no, Corsairs a little bit different, actually. Corsairs are like the pirates of the Eldari. An Elder, or an Eldari, is basically a space elf. It's an immortal being who's been around thousands of years. I mean, they were here, they supposedly in the 40k universe, they were here before sort of even mankind was even, you know, even thought about. So basically, if we kind of put it into sense, into like proper today, as it were, so not like on a fantasy setting or a sci-fi setting, technically the Eldari would be living, breathing right now in our universe. Obviously, we don't know where they are, because obviously, well, our universe and our technology is pretty shit at the moment. They are immortal sort of space elves, which have incredible technology, incredible sort of culture, etc. And what happened was, they, for hundreds of thousands of years, they kind of like, you know, did their own thing. They fought in the War of Heaven against sort of like the Necrons and the Satan, helping the Old Ones, I think? Yeah, the Old Ones. They got bored, because obviously after that, it was like, oh, wow, we're so intelligent, we're so, you know, our culture's so high. They got bored, and then best way to describe it would be they sort of just started being weird. They started taking loads of drugs, and basically they just started doing weird stuff. And they created the god of Slaanesh, who then consumed most of their soul. Basically, they consumed she or he, whatever it is, because we don't know what gender Slaanesh is. But then Slaanesh basically consumed about 95% of Eldari souls, and the rest of them ran away like little scared little Eldar they are. First of all, I'll go into a few different types, and then I'll go into the, obviously, we'll try and answer the main question, was like, what's it like being one? So obviously, we first have the Craft World Eldar, which are basically the, and they kind of like, I think Craft World slash Exodites are kind of like the same sort of thing, because they're like the ones that ran away or escaped Slaanesh's sort of like feasters, you know, he chomped on, or she chomped on all the souls, as it were. And so these are the last remnants of the Eldar before they kind of turned weird and stuff and started taking a load of drugs and doing stuff. And so these are the ones that are keeping the culture. So obviously there's several different sort of craft worlds, and they're kind of like, they're all different types of like, basically equivalent to like chapters of Space Marines. There's like the Baltan, I think it's the I can't remember some of them. I know there's the Uthway. There's loads of them, and they all have different color schemes and stuff. And obviously they are the only ones that obviously they are like, you know, keep trying to keep the culture, and you know, they're the ones that are like the, so like the Eldar, if you think of Eldar, they're the ones you think of. Then you got the Jakari, the Dark Eldar, who are like the creepy ones. So they're all in the Webway with a big sort of universe of like Kurgorath or Kurgorath? Come on. Anyway, basically a big Dark Eldar town. And it's kind of like, oh yeah. And another thing about Craftwood Eldar, they use spirit stones, basically stone gems, to basically hide their souls from Slaanesh. So when an Eldar dies, or if they do get, their soul is trapped into these soul gems, which are then taken and can be used to, for other means, can power like suits of like the Wraith Guard suits, or the Wraith Knights, or the Knight Lords, or Wraith Lords, or stuff like that. And so they won't get taken by Slaanesh and have their soul eaten. The Jakari, on the other hand, are a little bit different. So they don't have any psychers. They are really deprived. They're like space raiders as well. So they're like kind of like pirates. They kidnap slaves from other races. They like fight in pits. You know, they take drugs. They're kind of like the ongoing of what the Eldar did before Slaanesh. However, they're still doing it because to get away from Slaanesh, they get their souls by torturing people and inflicting so much pain on people that they kind of reboot their souls, as it were. Then we've got the Exodites, who are basically like Craftwood Eldar, but they're kind of like more nomadic. So they were ones that were actually ran away, and they kind of like gone back to like the old ways, as it were, of Eldar. So basically they've almost like gone back in time a bit. So they've hunt and gather and make crops, and they move around quite a bit. They're like, you know, like kind of like going back into like sort of technological. So they're not as technologically advanced as like the Craftwood or the Drakari. They're quite fun. And also they use dragons. I can't recall, Megadons or something. Megadons, I think. I'd look these up actually. And they use those as like mounts of, I think they eat them as well, use them as like hides and stuff like that, and you know, fight with them and stuff. The next ones are the Harlequins. We know a lot about the Harlequins. Amber very keen about Harlequins. They are very, very, very good in the tabletop game. And they kill, they're very killy. But these are Eldar who have sort of gone, being called by the Laughing God, and now they're murder clowns, basically. Well, that's what they're called. But basically, they're almost like the elite of the Eldar, and obviously they serve the Laughing God, and they can come from all kinds of callings. So they can be Jakari, they can be Craftwood Eldar, whatever. Anyway, they are kind of like the performers and the keepers of knowledge for Chaos, and so they protect the Black Library, which is obviously a big, massive library complex where loads of information is stored for the Eldar about Chaos. And also, like I said, they are performers as well, so they perform sort of things that have happened in the Eldar history. So they perform, you know, this whole thing about Slaanesh, like, you know, devouring the whole Eldar race and all things like that, etc. And then we come to the Corsairs, which are basically the pirates of the Eldar. And obviously, with the new sort of Corsair kill team that's coming out, that's been released, or not released yet, but probably by this time it's come out, it's probably released. So the Corsairs are like the pirates, and they're basically just like, basically just pillage, and, you know, they get be mercenaries for other people, like even the Imperium and stuff like that. So yeah, and they have all different kinds of sort of like weapons and things. They take their own weapons from like Jakari and obviously the Craftworld, so they're kind of like a bit of a all-arounders, as it were. Yeah, and obviously last one, the Yunari. The Yunari are sort of like, I believe there's only like three Yunari that are actually like named, and they're kind of like the reborn Eldar, as it were. And I don't really know much about them, So I'm not really going to go much into them anyway, because they're kind of like a very, very specific sub-faction to the Eldar. But what I want to do is now go on to a question, which is, what's it like being an Eldari in the 40k universe? Well, as we established from talking about this sub-factions, it can be very, very different. So certainly as a craft world or an Exodite, I guess it's quite hard, because obviously you're trying to sort of follow your paths of the warrior or the seer or whatever, and all the Normand, as the nomadic sort of way path. And I guess it's quite hard, because obviously your population is like the last 5% of your sort of race, as it were. You're basically dying. However, the craft world have sometimes sided with the Imperium sometimes for the, basically not the greater good, because I can't use that as a totem, but sort of like their goal, because they are very sneaky Eldar, and they, if they want to achieve a goal, they will use any kinds of means they can. So the Imperium has been used by the Eldar several times. I think they're pretty much like in sort of like a limbo at the moment for the craft world. The Dukarian, on the other hand, they've got it all for themselves. They're flourishing in their own little webway sort of universe or world. They take drugs. They like to, you know, they're quite deprived. They, you know, power. They have the power of the pain. So it's like torturing people. They've kind of got it going on. So I think for Dukari, they're pretty okay. They're pretty good. And also the fact is, like, certain factions of the Dukari, so certain like the Incubi, who are like the hired mercenaries of the sort of the Dukari. I mean, they've even been hired by inquisitors and people to like kill people. So they're pretty much doing okay. They're actually okay. I think Dukari, yeah, you're fine. If you're a Dukari in the 4K universe, yeah, you're pretty good. Unless you don't get like raided by the salamanders again. And leading on to sort of the Harlequins. Well, the Harlequins are very sort of, again, a very specific Eldar. And I mean, if you're a Harlequin, you're pretty much like the best, like the elites of chosen by, you know, a Shadow Seer. And I mean, you fight, you know, you're a very good fighter, you're really fast, you've got loads of really cool equipment and technology equipment. You know, you've got, you know, flip belts and like, you know, all kinds of different weapons and things. So, I mean, for a Harlequin, I mean, unless you get, you know, sent to do some weird wacky shit or like do some crazy mission, which they always will do, I think you're okay, because you're a very good fighter and you're a very good sort of what you're doing. I mean, you know, half the time you're either doing performances or you're killing things or you're guarding the Black Vaults, the Black Library. So yeah, I think you're pretty much on a sound level if you're a Harlequin. But on the other hand, we have the good old Corsairs. Now, they're kind of like, because obviously they're in between of a Dukari and an Eldari craft world. So they're kind of like cross between the two. You kind of got good things going for you, because obviously you're like mercenaries, you're pirates, you know, you do what you want. So you're not following like a strict regime like the other craft world Eldar are. However, you're very outgunned or outnumbered by the other races. And that, the other factions, as it were. It's kind of like one of those things where it's like, again, you're kind of like in limbo, unless you get like a good, you know, a good friend or a good sort of a pal, as it were, in the 40k universe. I think overall, being an Eldari, you're pretty much okay, unless you're one of these sort of like crazy specific factions, you know, like Craft World Eldar, which are like, yeah, you need to sort of like get a baby boom going on, or else you're going to get all your race going to die, basically. But oh well. But then again, like I said before, all of Eldar have kind of like they still fight against and for the Imperium sometimes, depending on their goals. Like I said before, Inquisitors have sort of paid and hired Eldari. And also, for instance, I remember reading somewhere a Pacific Inquisitor, I'm sure somebody else would know who I'm talking about, actually has an Eldar in their retinue. So they actually have an Eldari in their retinue. So it's like they're not like they're on their own. You know, they can find work. They can find, you know, things to do. So yeah, I think they're okay. I mean, yeah, again, I'm going to say pretty shit if you're a craft world Eldar, because obviously, you know. But I mean, yeah, otherwise you're pretty much good to go. So that's my chat along this episode. And thanks for listening along. And obviously now we'll go to the quiz. Well, the first will be the intro to the quiz. So we'll tell you what we're going about. So it'll be an Eldari sort of quiz. But yeah, we'll go to the quiz intro now and then straight on to the next part. All right, everyone. So this is the part of the episode where we do the quizzes with the missus. So obviously I quiz my beautiful, my amazing, my wonderful significant other, Amber, who does like Warhammer, but she obviously lives with me and obviously she gets a lot of it. So anyway, so what this is the intro to the quiz. And what I do, if you don't know already, is that I will tell you the answers. What happens is I give her, show her pictures of a Warhammer model or a 40k model, and then she has to guess out of three answers that I give her which one it is that is correct. So there's four questions normally, going from one to four, and there's three answers A, B, and C, but I obviously, she has to get the right one. And obviously in this, I will give you the right answer, so obviously you know what the right answer is. And obviously if you want to, you can go and Google that or look on Warhammer website or the Warhammer 40k or Games Workshop website. And then you can see the model, what she's looking at or what we're looking at. So you kind of have an idea of what it looks like. Without further ado, I'll go through the answers one to four. This week, the topic is Eldari or Space Elves or Eldar. And in particular, we're going with Aspect Warriors. So these are, if you want to know, Eldar or Eldari, who are taking on the path of the warrior. And obviously then they take on these certain roles in their army. So tank hunters or long range snipers or combat specialists, whatever. The answer for question one will be fire dragons. For number two, it'll be dark reapers. Question three will be howling banshees. And question four will be warp spiders. Now, that's fine. If you don't know any of these, like I said, you can obviously Google them and find out what they are. Otherwise, the next part will be the quiz itself. So let's get to it. Right, everyone, it's that time again. The best time, I think, of any podcast. It's the quizzes with the missus. So if anybody doesn't know already, I'll explain that I have here sat with me my wonderful, my amazing, but beautiful, my wonderful Amber, significant other.
How many times do you need to say wonderful?
Because you are so wonderful.
Yeah.
Hi, Amber.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. We'll ask you four questions. There's three answers. One's correct, and then you have to get them right, don't you? Or you try and get them right with your 40k knowledge, which you have abundance of. She gave me a sarcastic look. So. Eldari, or Eldar. Mm-hmm. You like Eldar, don't you? Got your Harlequins.
Yeah.
And you like the Ranger from Blackstone? I can't remember her name now.
Oh, yeah.
The Ranger lady.
I can't remember her name. She died.
She died in our campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Along with the crew. I never cared about the crew, though, did
I? Oh, no. He was annoying. He was the reason we died.
Yep, he was, actually.
It
yeah.
was all your fault.
Yep. But we're talking about Aspect Warriors. Do you know what an Aspect Warrior is?
No.
Sorry. No, it's fine. So an Aspect Warrior is basically because all the Eldar, because there's not very many left of them. There's only about 5% of the populace left.
Mm.
And so every member is like almost like indoctrinated into the army. So basically almost like they've got like a militant service sort of thing. And certain warriors go down the path of the warrior, because they have different paths. They have like the path of the seer, the warrior, probably the painter, or you know, whatever.
Probably.
So the aspect of the warrior is the path of the warrior. So they go down this path and they pick a particular path to go down, and they do certain things. So for instance, like some might be like aerial combatants or anti-tank hunters or close combat and orientated or shock troops or stuff like that. And there's quite a lot of them, actually. I think there's about 8 or 9 of them, different ones. So we've only got four, but I think these are kind of the quite well-known ones, sort of thing. So each have the different sort of thing. And obviously I'll tell you which one, what they do, and obviously what, you know. So you've got your pictures ready.
Yeah.
And we'll have a look at the first one. And obviously you can describe it for it. Obviously, again, we have our lifelines. Yep. So you've got the eliminate one, and obviously you can ask a friend on Discord instead of ask a mum. So if you want to ask someone on Discord, you can do.
Okay.
So question one, what do they look like?
Yellow horn-headed people.
they are helmets. They're not just, yeah.
Well, I gathered that. But
sorry.
They have big guns. Yeah. This fella's got a gun that's bigger than him. So I'd like to see him shoot that. How is he going to hold that? Realistically, how's he going to hold that gun?
With difficulty.
Exactly.
it could be really light, though, couldn't it?
Yeah, but look how long it is. If that's...
It's like a lance, isn't it?
You can't even put that, like, resting against his shoulder, because it extends that far.
Yeah, we'd have to hold it, like, downwards at the side or something.
Yeah, which then, it looks almost like a sniper. But then... I don't know. Anyway, I've just been picky.
Okay, so are these gentlemen and ladies, are they A, fire dragons? Are they B, burning stars? Or are they C, blazing phoenixes?
Oh, I want it to be the last one. But I feel like you threw that in because you know I'd like that.
Maybe.
I really hope it's not fire dragons because that's really lame. Oh, and then you do that face which makes me think it is.
I'm just looking at the answers.
I know, but...
It could be blazing phoenixes.
You have actually spelt it right, which I'm surprised. Can I have an eliminate, please?
You want to eliminate already? Oh, yeah. Okay. I got my dice with me.
I'll just eliminate one, though.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to eliminate B, burning stars.
Oh. I want to say C, but...
You have to think of picture.
I'm trying to think GW, and I feel like they'd go, Fire Dragon sounds cool, doesn't it? Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. Blazing Phoenixes is too cool.
Yeah, or it could be that.
Oh, I don't know. I hate this.
A or C?
A.
A, you sure?
No.
No. Counting down. Ding. It's correct. The Fire Dragons. Yes. As usual, Warhammer make really good names for their... So these are Fire Dragons. And as you can tell, they've all got like fusion rifles. And he actually has a fusion lance. He's the guy in charge, or lady in charge. And yeah, basically, as you can tell, Fire Dragons, they are tank hunters. And so they go around and hunting tanks. And they might have like melter bombs and stuff. And obviously they, you know, they have very big, bright colours, as it were.
Well, that explains fire, but where does dragon come into it?
I don't know. Oh. It's just the name of them, isn't it?
Wow.
So the next two, because these are new ones, so that's like a normal one, and then that's the guy in charge or lady in charge. Okay.
This is better.
Yeah.
So they've got appropriate names. I like the purple. Purple's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, but what are they? Number two. Are they Death Spectres?
Ooh.
Are they B, Night Phantoms?
Ooh.
Or they see Dark Reapers.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh. That fits. A Night Phantom. That fits too. A Dark Reaper. I've heard of Dark Reapers. But the thing is, if you've mentioned this in the last few weeks, my head has not really been in the Warhammer game.
Oh, yeah, of course it hasn't. I've just said it and you've just gone like...
It just goes...
Yeah. But do you know that sometimes I do that and then... So then I've told you, so you know.
Oh, really? Now I feel bad.
And now you're like, if you just listen, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, but I would. I don't know.
You don't know? Well, we should eliminate now, didn't you?
Yeah. Night Phantoms.
Night Phantoms is going for B.
Just because I've heard of Dark Reapers before, and I'm not. Do I go with what I've heard?
It's your choice at the end of the day.
I'll go with Dark Reapers.
You're going to ever see Dark Reapers?
I'm trying to, you know what I'm actually trying to imagine? You know on YouTube, we listen to the kind of weekly updates and you have, huh, I'm Matt.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to be telling you about what we've got coming up this week. And then I'm imagining the video. When
the Eldari have the new Death Spectres.
Yeah, that's what I'm,
The new Night Phantoms.
Yeah.
Look at these new Dark Reapers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your choice. You're kind of torn between B and C at the moment, but not A.
I'm going A.
You're going to go A, yep. Death Spectres.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you positive?
Yep.
Last chance?
Yep.
Okay. And the answer is... Eh-eh.
What was it?
It is Dark Reapers.
Oh. I thought you did that on purpose.
I think I did, yeah.
That's
not... Do you know who the Death Spectres are?
Yeah.
They're actually a Space Marine chapter.
Oh, see,
one of my favourite Space Marine chapters, actually, as well. So, whoopsie. So the Dark Reapers, they, as you can tell, they are like a embodiment of death.
Lovely.
And they obviously wear black, and obviously they obviously have very big weapons. And normally they just stand in one place and just shoot. They're almost like heavy support.
Okay.
But they're more or less for like just like supporting sort of lines and stuff. Not like tank hunters like the Fire Dragons. Yeah. They're just like heavy support.
Okay.
As it were. All right. 50-50 so far.
Yeah.
Right, number three. What?
You know what they remind me of?
What?
If Warhammer had Pennywise. See, it's the orange,
It's the orange hair at the back.
Yeah. And because they're white.
the orange plumes.
Yeah. That's not a plume, though. That's like a full wig going on there.
It's a mane.
Yeah. Oh, these look stupid. And you know what I'm really fed up with seeing?
What?
The same...
stones.
The same stones, the same jumping off a stone. Who jumps off a stone at that height?
Yeah, like, exactly.
What benefit is that height going to give them in terms of lunging somewhere? Nothing.
Yep.
Look at that one. He just looks like he's tiptoed off it.
It's like, ah.
Yeah, I don't like it. Anyway, go on.
Well, I think I had a big thing about stones and jumping off shit, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, who do you think these ladies are?
Are they ladies?
They are all ladies, yes.
Oh, okay.
Are they A, howling banshees? Are they B, wailing wraiths? Or are they C, shriekers?
Oh, now again we've got the same issue. We've had howling banshees before.
Maybe. Or we might have had shriekers. We could have had wailing wraiths.
No, we've definitely had howling banshees. Or didn't Hazel have some? And you were like, oh, yeah, you've got a howling banshee.
I can't remember.
Hmm.
I remember Hazel saying she liked the death jest in the Harlequins. And I said, oh, you've got one.
Hmm. No, that's not what I'm on about.
Hmm.
They don't look like howling, though. They look more shrieky. Like they're like, rather than a howl. Or like, they don't look like they're going to be crying. Like, they're not wailing, are they? They look more shrieky.
Okay.
Do you not think? Like, look at their mouths.
Yeah, yeah.
The mouth shape doesn't look like they're wailing or howling. It looks more like a shriek.
Yeah.
So just for that,
yeah,
I'm going to go with shriekers.
You can go with shriekers.
Yeah, so... I don't think it is, but that's what I'm going to go with.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? Yeah.
Because the mouths are just...
Oh, okay. Yeah? Last chance?
Yeah.
All right. Nope, not correct.
Oh.
It's A, howling banshees.
Oh.
Because their mouth, it's like a grill thing, and basically it's like a... almost like a sonic blaster, so if they speak through it or scream through it, it magnifies it, and that's what they're called, the Howling Banshees.
Yeah, but, like, a banshee to me does not look like that.
Yeah, well, it's obviously, it's, remember they're aliens, aren't they, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. So last one to get it back to 50-50. Right, so what are they? What do they look like?
Spider-Man scorpions.
Spider-Man scorpions.
Well, Spider-Man's the webby stuff and scorpions claws.
Yeah.
With big guns.
Yeah.
Why does only he have them? Why don't they get all the claws?
Because he's the Exarch, so he's obviously fast. He's like the sergeant of the group. Or could be she.
No, it's a he, I think. The armor suggests it's a he.
You can't really tell about that.
Yeah, I can. I can.
Okay.
It's different. And you go back to the...
Yeah, well, they've got different armor there. Howling Bunch got different armor.
Fine.
Right. Are they A, striking scorpions?
Oh.
Are they B, warp spiders?
Oh.
Or are they C, mantis warriors?
Oh, for God's sake. That's not funny. Well, they can't be...
Striking scorpions.
Because we've had A... We've had A, A, A here.
No, we haven't.
Here we have.
No, it was...
ACA.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to use my lifeline because I don't want these.
Okay, yeah, you go for it. You go and ask somebody.
I will. Okay. B?
B?
Yeah.
Spiders? Mm-mm. Not scorpions?
I do want to say scorpions.
Not mantises?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I want to use my lifeline.
You can if you want. That's fine. Okay.
I'll go... Well, I said they look like scorpions, so I'll go with A and just be wrong.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to go with A or B, was it?
A.
A. You're going to go striking scorpions?
Yeah.
Not mantis warriors?
No.
Not warp spiders?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I count you down? I'll just let you know.
I don't mind.
Oh. It was B. They were warp spiders. And yeah, you were right. So they had webs on them.
Mm.
So they were, and the thing on their forehead was just like a spidery sort of symbol.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'm sure if you counted the legs on it, I think it was eight as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but what they do is they if you see on the back, they've got like this weird back on, like it's like almost like a carapace shell.
Oh. But
what it is actually a small warp generator, and so they can blink in and out of existence in the warp.
Oh, okay.
So they can jump small distances, which I think is really cool. And I really like warp spiders are one of my favorite I think that'll be my favourite aspect of war, because they can do that. They can dig and jump.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah, and also their weapons are called death spinners, I believe, as well. Oh, okay. So like spiders. So yeah. So they're kind of like shock troops sort of thing. So yeah. Well, 1 out of 4, not bad. I think you did know most of the other ones. I think you did know Dark Reapers, and I think you did know Howling Banshees. And you did kind of almost get War Spiders. So I think you're just, you weren't going with your gut. I think you just weren't there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, nice one. But do you think you know more about Aspect Warriors now, though?
Not really.
No?
No.
No. Maybe you'll know more when the Elder Codex comes out.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, thank you very much anyway, as usual.
It's okay.
Of doing the quiz with me, because I know you love it so much. Thanks everyone for listening. Obviously, thanks for Amber for joining in as usual, because obviously I know how much she, well, you stress out about this, don't you, sometimes? It's like, what is it?
Oh, it's fine, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. But anyway, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, the usual things are there, so Anchor, and obviously the email address, which is me myself and 40k, so it's all lowercase, all one word, and me myself and is and, and 40k is 40k @gmail.com if you want to get in touch with me. And obviously, I don't know, send me questions or things, or things you want to see on the podcast itself. But apart from that, thank you for listening, and we'll see you for the next episode on Me, Myself and 40k. So it's a bye from me, bye from Amber.
Bye
everyone.